Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you that we can gather together. That we can gather around your word. That we can sing songs of praise unto you. That we can have a relationship with you, knowing in our hearts that you are real. Lord, we pray that you open your word to us this morning. We pray that you reveal yourself to us this morning. Lord, we pray that you bring strength to our hearts and peace to our hearts with a knowledge and an understanding of the times that we are living in. Give us boldness, Lord, to go out and to do your will and to witness according to your word so that we can bring others into your kingdom before it's too late. And Lord, this morning we just ask you to bless this morning and to bless this message to us. In Jesus' name, amen. We continue with the prophet Zechariah, and this morning we're going to be looking at the golden candlestick. The golden candlestick. The last thing that happened to Israel in the Old Testament was not the Babylonian captivity. It was her deliverance and restoration in her land. And during this time, Zechariah and Haggai were raised up by God as prophets to encourage the people. And this seems to be replayed again in the end times, because God has once again restored Israel to her land. And once again, it has been through great opposition, and once again, God is going to judge Babylon. The call to leave Babylon and to come out of her, my people, was answered by a remnant who returned and who obeyed God. And today, as the spirit of the world and the spirit of the Antichrist grows rapidly, once again there's a remnant who are coming out. A remnant who desire to serve the Lord and to obey His word, having relationship with the One who created them. And the message of today is becoming more like the message of the prophets of old, just before judgment came. And that is, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Zechariah calls all to repentance first. And he says, don't be like your fathers who disobeyed God, but turn to the Lord, obey His word, have relationship with Him, and God will give you eternal life and He will bless you. But turn against God, and His judgment will be upon you. So come out of her, my people. To God's people, Zechariah and Haggai were raised up to speak comfortable words, encouraging words, because everything around them seemed doomed. And Paul encourages us to keep our eyes on the finishing line, on the first prize, which is in heaven. James says this life is a vapor, and your real focus should be on eternity. Well, that does not mean that you can do whatever you want to on earth. This life needs to be lived out in wisdom, taking eternity into consideration, but also knowing that in the tests and trials of this life, Jesus never leaves nor forsakes you. While the Jews returned to rubble, the city was in ruins, and there was no temple. The returning exiles quickly built the temple foundation, but as the opposition intensified around them, no further work was done for the next 16 years. Another issue that was a problem was that during this time the people had become focused on themselves, on their own success, building big houses for themselves, how they could get ahead. And Zechariah and Haggai called God's people back to obedience and relationship with God, assuring them that if they gave priority to God's work, they would prosper and God would bless them. And isn't it the same thing that's going on today? The persecution is greater, the opposition to the word of God is greater, and so God has called us. But there seems to be too many problems with the calling. It's not as easy as it might, as it should be, or as it used to be. And so people become despondent, So let's go on and build our success. Let's go to courses that teach us about building self. Build up our own self-image. Build up your own success. Build bigger houses for yourself. It's the same type of thing that's replayed at the end of the Old Testament and is busy being replayed again at the end of the New Testament. You see, when you are first saved, all you want to do is preach. All you want to do is help build God's temple. And Peter says, you also as living stones are built up into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. But when persecution comes, we also stop building the temple. We also stop building the church. And in these end times, it's time to preach acceptable, comfortable, encouraging words to God's people, calling them to obedience and fellowship with Christ and with His body, the church, so that they don't partake of the judgment that is to come, but rather that you should store up in heaven treasures that will last for eternity. You see, during this great opposition that we face now, this is a good time to decide whether you're for Christ or against Christ. It's a good time to do something for Christ. And in my heart, I believe that if you are obedient in these types of times, God will bless you even more. Because did you know that God is a God of miracles? He does great things when it seems impossible. It's a good time to live as a Christian because it's during these times that we see the hand of God move even more. It's a good time. Another fact raised by Zechariah's prophecies about Israel and God's total deliverance from their enemies is that God sees. It does not matter in what danger you find yourself. Did you know that God is aware of it? The myrtle trees are in the deep, but God knows about it. The pre-incarnate Christ stood by Israel as Christ today stands by us. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. God will give you the peace that passes all understanding because He never leaves nor forsakes us. He's always there. Jesus knows our state and He also knows what's going on around us because He sees all and He cares. Jesus was displeased with the disobedience of His people, but He was extremely displeased with the heathen nations because they took the dealings of God with His people far too far. But our God sees all. And that's comfort. Because even if it looks like the heathen are getting away with their wickedness, God is one day going to right every wrong and He's going to judge evil. It does not pay to be evil, not with God. The Lord's patience should not be mistaken for weakness. But as He Himself says, the Lord is not slack.